They shot down most of them. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what a Ukraine general says about Russia's barrage of missiles launched today, along with self-exploding drones that air defense downed 47 of the 55 fired. The ones that got through did some damage to infrastructure, and one person was killed in Kyiv, two injured. This after the U.S. and Germany and our allies announced nearly 100 tanks will be sent to Ukraine to help fight Russia.
This was really about two things. One, being able to maintain unity in the alliance and partners and the partners that we have in providing support to Ukraine, and making sure, number two, that we are getting ahead of the fight.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. This is one of the deadliest days in years in the West Bank. Israeli forces went on a raid, killing at least 9 Palestinians.
The incident happened at the Jenin refugee camp, a stronghold for Palestinian militants. Israel says the raids are designed to dismantle militant networks and prevent future attacks on its people.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Another call for stricter gun laws, this time from Vice President Harris, who went to Monterey Park, California, where 11 people were murdered in a dance hall Saturday. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says investigators have yet to find a motive why the 72-year-old killed them and then himself.
They have not been able to establish a connection between the suspect and any of the victims thus far.
A judge in California has ruled the police footage of the attack on then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, can be made public.
There's plenty of footage associated with the October hammer attack on Paul Pelosi. News agencies asked for copies of it, but the San Francisco DA's office refused, saying people could manipulate it to spread false information. Fox, The New York Times, and others argued prosecutors could debunk false information by releasing the footage.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Newport News Virginia School Board is ousting the superintendent over what happened at an elementary school.
Abby's Warner's attorney, Diane Toscano, says her client is recovering and gaining strength after being shot on January 6th by a 6-year-old student in her Richneck Elementary classroom. Zwerner is also suing the Newport News School District. Toscano says prior to the shooting, school administrators were told multiple times that the boy had a gun at school.
The administrator downplayed the report from the teacher and the possibility of a gun, saying, and I quote, "Well, he has little pockets."
The school has been closed since the shooting, and students will return to class on Monday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A mother in Detroit is jailed without bond, charged with murdering her 5-year-old son. The boy's stepfather is also charged. The couple also accused of child abuse, beating her 3-year-old boy. This will be the first full day of testimony in a murder trial involving a case that's gotten a lot of attention. A South Carolina lawyer accused of killing his wife and son.
State prosecutor Creighton Waters told the Colleton County jury that Alex Murdaugh killed his 22-year-old son Paul with a shotgun and his wife Maggie with a rifle.
Pow, pow. 2 shots, abdomen in the leg, and took her down.
Murdaugh's attorney Dick Harpootlian says he didn't do it.
You're not going to hear a single witness say that their relationship, Maggie and Alex's relationship, were anything other than loving.
The prosecution says they have cell phone evidence showing Alex was with Maggie and Paul minutes before they were killed, contrary to Alex's claim that he wasn't with them at that time. The defense says cell phone evidence is incomplete and will also show Alex and son Paul making a video together laughing an hour before the murders. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
We'll get an update on the economy next hour, expected to show a slight slowdown in growth at the end of last year after a 3.2% GDP increase in the third quarter. Ahead of that on Wall Street, stock futures have been not moving much. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.